Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it's difficult to believe that next week, a week from today, is actually Thanksgiving of 2018. It just seems like we just celebrated New Year's. I know I say that, and I think that's a sign of getting old. But it's actually my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. I'm not sure why, but it is. I enjoy all the holidays. I love Christmas and the kids coming in. We don't usually have Christmas on Christmas Day. It just doesn't work out with the families. We stretch it out into January, so we'll have Christmas in January. But the last several years here in this nation, we have seen such chaos surface in our nation, such ugly mouths and vulgar words and such hateful attitudes. The opposite of Thanksgiving. But we're going to have a twofold show today. First, I want us to come home. And then later in the show, we'll talk about the chaos on the outside and our need to know and understand what's going on and our responsibilities, just like home, to take a stand for home, our nation, our families, and our Constitution. For just a few minutes, though, let's think about the good chaos as we're buzzing around in our homes and preparing our families for their arrivals and our friends and our Thanksgiving. And then, you know what? We go straight into Christmas. It just happens that way. Well, I want to welcome today Caroline McCall of McCall's Candles. And we're going to talk about how we can warm up your home during the holidays with fragrances. Caroline, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing good. Do you have a big Thanksgiving planned for next Thursday?
We are actually doing something different than we've ever done. We are going with a bunch of friends and family, and we're going to go camping.
Now that's different. Are you going to deep fry a turkey, or are you just going to forego the turkey?
Well, we're going to do two different things. There's a lot of people, and like I said, this is new for us. Usually we're always at home and with our family, but our family's kind of spread out these days.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing something different. I believe one person's going to deep fry. My husband, Dan, is going to do a turkey in a barrel cooker. So that's our first time doing that, so we're going to see how that goes.
Well, make sure you have some eggs to scramble just in case things don't go good.
Absolutely. I'm there for the pie, so.
Oh, yeah, the pie. Well, it's going to be a little different at my house. I shared with you this last night, and I hadn't told my listeners yet. I told them I was kind of in a pessimistic mood on Tuesday. Well, Tuesday I was headed to the doctor to get an X-ray and images taken of my arm because I took another spill on the ice this time. Saturday evening, I hit that elbow I broke in February, but apparently the wire and all that he put in there held it really well. The elbow's fine, but the shoulder took a little bit of abuse, and it has a fracture, he said, but everything's perfectly lined up. I don't have to have surgery or anything, but I am a one-arm bandit, so to speak. I only have one arm to really manipulate with. He said I could write and play the piano and I could type and all that stuff, but he didn't want me swinging it around. So my kids, I sent them the menus for the weekend of Thanksgiving, and all they're coming in on Wednesday night, a lot of them, and they want to do Thanksgiving dinner. So they said, please let us do this, Mom. And I said, well, I've already got the turkey. I've already got the ham. I've already got the rolls. I've already bought the potatoes. I've already got it started. So they're going to do all the side dishes and desserts and help me. I'm not going to, you know, it's not sad to get out of peeling potatoes. So I'm going to get out of peeling potatoes. However,
well, that part's good.
Yeah, however, I do always like to decorate the table and have a candle burning. You could smell the turkey, but a candle burning in the house, and it just brings a homey, warm feeling. And I know you feel that same way. Even though you sell candles, I know you feel that same way about your home, because most moms do. Most women do.
Oh, yes. There's a lot to fragrance, the simplicity of fragrance.
Well, and I have some of your fragrances here. I'm going to hold them up. We videotaped this show, so I'm going to hold them up. This is an orange cranberry, and it's a wonderful fragrance. And I kind of match my fragrances and the colors with however I'm decorating, or vice versa, decorate to match my favorite candle, whichever way you want to do it. This one is red, and it's I hope I'm getting in the right spot. It's apple spice. And then we have the Christmas jingle, which is green. And we have it there. I was told I wasn't holding them up quite right. And I brought this one in because we do have lots of different fragrances in the house at the time of the holidays, or any time you do a lot of cooking. And I was told a long time ago that pear, the fragrance of pear, helps remove other fragrances. Now, I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but we have the Spiced Pear by McCall's Candles as well. So I brought in all these. I've got them here in my studio on my desk, on my table, and I've got all these colors, and I'm kind of getting in the Christmas and Thanksgiving mood just looking at them.
Yeah, you've got some of our best fragrances and top sellers there.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, I like to, like I said, I like to kind of match the colors when I decorate. I don't have, well, I have a lot of decorations, but I don't really have a theme. But I will try to make up a theme with the colors. When I do one room, maybe I'll concentrate on the reds, or do another room and concentrate on the greens or blues or whatever. And you've got a beautiful blueberry candle, too, that would be great for that. And that's how Beth likes to roll. She just kind of looks for things and picks about and decorates with that color, whether it's the candle matching the decor or the decor matching the candle. And the fragrance has to match the season.
Yes, I agree with that. I like to do that, too. We like to put different colors everywhere and different fragrances. And decorating is, for me, the funnest part of the holidays, outside of being with the family.
Yeah, decorating is so much more fun than undecorating.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that likes that. Now, I wanted to say, too, while we're talking about the candles, and we're kind of going off on the decor side of them, the decoration and the fragrance and the warmth and all that, which is what they're about. But I have noticed with the candles that I have at home that I've been burning, and I've got one on my desk here in the office that I've been burning, they burn evenly. I have never, ever bought a candle that burned evenly. Not even those other, you know, so-called name brands. I have never had one that burned even, but yours do. I don't know what the trick is, but
well, a lot of time and effort, a lot of research. My husband does all the research and development on the candles, and he takes it very seriously.
He started the
company over 20 years ago with his mother, and he takes a lot of pride in his product, and he spends a lot of time on that. People say, "Oh, come out with this fragrance or that fragrance," and they really don't understand how much time really goes into it. If you want to do it right, it's about the wax. It's finding the greatest, you know, fragrance that hits the note. It can take us months to keep going to fragrance companies and having them send us product and smelling it and finding that perfect fragrance that hits that note you want to hit. And then from there, Dan will step into testing it. How does it burn in the wax? How does it burn the candle? What wick size to put in? And when you put all those together, and someone that takes a lot of time to make that perfect candle, in the end, that's when you get a great product. And we really hold true to that. We have a lot of pride in that.
Well, like I said, I've burned candles, you know, through the years. I'm no spring chicken. And I've never, ever, ever had one burn evenly. And yours do. And to me, that means less waste. The candle lasts longer. And, you know, because the others, you have all this stuff up the side of the jar. And that is not the case with the candles I've been burning from McCall's. And I really appreciate that. We're headed into a break. When we come back, Caroline, let's talk about some of the discounts and sales and specials and maybe your favorites. When we come back from the break, if you want to give us a little call and talk about candles, it's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Go to McCallsCandles.com and check out all the fragrances and the beauty that they have there. And Caroline and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Right now we're visiting with Caroline from McCall's Candles. Her last name is McCall's, Caroline. And you know, I love your name. I had an aunt named Caroline. But somehow she got called Auntie Sugar. And so we never called her Caroline. It was always Auntie Sugar. But
that's my father's side used to do. My father was a huge Neil Diamond fan, so of course.
Oh, sweet Caroline. Caroline.
Yeah.
Right, I got it. I got it. I like Neil Diamond.
Yeah, 13 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And none of them went by their real name. They all had nicknames, and it was always fun to bring someone to a family reunion, and they would be introduced in their name, and then they'd have to remember everybody's nickname.
Well, that's probably easier than remembering their names sometimes, you know. I had a family reunion with cousins. I didn't get to go. I had to cancel at the last minute, but they had scheduled it earlier this year, And this was on Halloween weekend, or just before the Halloween week, anyway. And they wanted it to be a masquerade. They wanted everybody. I said, well, then we'll have an excuse for not recognizing one another. So, but I was searching. I said I wanted your favorites, but I'm going to tell you right now, I was just searching your website. And I didn't see this one when I was up in the store in Tipton, because they have a local store here. And if you go there, I don't get credit for it. But I still, if you need a candle right away, go there. But this is chocolate and berries. I mean, that has got to be the best of both worlds right there.
Chocolate and berries is a really great fragrance, of course, popular near Valentine's Day. And it has that beautiful kind of red, purple, rich color to it.
Mm.
And it does. It smells very sweet, like fresh black and raspberry, but it also has this wonderful hint of white chocolate it gives off. It's one of my favorites in the springtime.
It's beautiful, and it's very intriguing. And then I saw some of the others that I was actually holding up, the Christmas Jingle that I have. That's a new fragrance as well.
Christmas Jingle it's doubled as Country Store. Year-round, it's sold as Country Store, and that is our number one selling fragrance.
Mm.
It has a fresh orange and apple fragrance with a nice note of cinnamon.
I'm going to hold it up here.
And nutmeg to it.
Uh-huh.
And that is always year-round our bestseller.
Awesome. Well, it's a beautiful fragrance. I mean, it's a beautiful candle. And
thank
all
you.
Of them are so pretty. And so what is your favorite then?
My favorite comes in probably orange cranberry. You mentioned that earlier.
I did. I have it right here.
That one, same thing. You know, most of them smell just like their name. It's oranges and cranberries, and it has, you know, the spicy cinnamon and clove to it. Spice pear, which you mentioned before. That one is a nice sweet pear with a cinnamon to it. And it just depends. This time of year, you know, we go towards those warm fragrances that have the spices and things like that. So
I'm sitting here sniffing them as you're talking about the ones that I have.
Our Country Christmas is packaged. It's our spice pear fragrance. We change the color and repackage it for Christmas, this Country Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, the Country Store. We also have our Christmas tree. And this one is a beautiful pine fragrance. And that smells just like an outdoor pine tree.
For all of us who don't get the outdoor trees and put up a fake one, we can burn that, and it'll smell like we have a real tree in our house.
Well, that's my trick over here in California, is we put up our tree, and then I just take a pine, or cabin scents or Christmas tree reed diffuser,
mm-hmm.
and I put it behind the tree, and people walk in and go, oh, your tree smells so good. I'm like, doesn't it?
Don't touch it.
Yeah, don't knock it over.
We don't want any of the needles to fall off.
Yeah, I keep them a good 4 feet away. That way they can't tell for sure.
Do you have any sales or discounts that are going on through the holidays?
Oh, we do. This is our biggest sale season of the year. We got Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and this year we're doing the whole website up to 70% off. Each fragrance collection is highly discounted. All fragrances are on sale, so it's going to be a huge sale from this Friday on to Monday, Tuesday.
All right. Well, and I want to remind everyone, when you call them or when you go to the website and you get your candles ordered, you need to give them the promo code Beth Ann so that the show will get credit for the sale, and they'll know that, you know, they're doing some good here, sitting here talking to Beth Ann. Go ahead.
Everybody that enters the code Beth Ann also gets one of our decorative candle holders as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Those are pretty, too. And, I have a candle in the kitchen. I have one down in the family room, and I have one in the dining room, which is adjacent from the kitchen, but it's big enough, far enough that it's not, you know, you don't have the smells mixing necessarily. And so I'm trying, and I have one here on my desk in the office. So,
do you have a mulled apple cider?
I have it. I haven't burned it yet. I can't remember the one I've got on my desk, but in fact, I haven't burned it for a few days. And it's still, it's mocha. Of course, it's mocha. But you can still smell it when you walk in the office. If you leave the candle open, you can still smell it. You don't have to burn it constantly if you're trying to save your candles, but Yeah, I love it. I just absolutely love it. And like I said, they burn evenly, which to me means they're going to last longer and you have less waste. So McCall's
That's
candle.
Where the fragrance comes from.
What's that?
The pool, the wax pool is where you get that, your fragrance comes from. So when your candle burns evenly all the way across outside of really getting the use of your candle, that's also how it's emitting all the fragrance. So the more of a wax pool you have, the more fragrance you get to smell.
And I think the longer you get to smell it, because I think it has less waste because it's not going down in the center where you can't burn it anymore like some of the other candles
that
I've had. Oh, my gosh, they're just terrible. And then you try to scrape it out, and it's just a mess. So you've made a believer out of me with the McCall's candles. They're really several notches above anybody else's. They're just way above as far as that goes, as far as how they burn and how they smell. And
well,
just,
thank you.
Just
we appreciate
beautiful.
That.
Well, you're more than welcome. I appreciate it. And they're all made in America. We've got to enforce that. Made in America. Now, you were talking about Cyber Sale, and you were talking about Black Friday Sale. But here on CSE Talk Radio, next Friday, I want you to tune in, because Caroline's going to join me again, as are several other of our All-American Markets. And we're going to have a red, white, and blue sale right here. So don't go shopping, you know. You just kind of go on the internet and take care of our All-American Markets and get your Christmas taken care of. Something else with these, we talk about gifts. Most people take a little something to a hostess when they go out to an event or to dinner that's being hosted by another family or a friend or something, and take a little something. A candle would be the perfect little hostess gift to give.
Oh, yes. They're fun. Sometimes I do that as well for our friends or our neighbors at Christmas time. I'll get some more candles together, and I put a really cute bow on them
and maybe
a couple sprigs of a flower, poinsettia, something like that. And we go and give them to friends and family. We also have our candle bar melts that are great for stocking stuffers.
Yes.
So I like to have fun with that. Sometimes I'll make little stockings for friends, and I put candle bars in there along with some treats and goodies.
It's just awesome. I want to give their number because we're about to run out of time in our segments here. It's 1-800-396-0332. You can call them and talk to them. Ask them about their candles if you're not on the internet. It's 1-800-396-0332. Or you can just go to the website, McCallsCandles.com. McCallsCandles.com, plural on both. McCallsCandles.com. Beautiful candles. They're just gorgeous. And there will be a candle on my table. That is for sure. Even with all the food, there'll still be a candle on the table.
the
kids will say, "Mom, thank you. You're doing a great job. I just really love the product. It's far above any other candle products I have ever purchased.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And I learned a little something. Your husband taught me that you need to cut that wick a little bit shorter. And I got a big kick out of him saying when he goes places, he has to. He's a wick clipper, and
he is.
He carries his clipper with him.
A little hook on his belt. That way he can hook a wick trimmer to his belt. So wherever he goes and he sees a long wick, he'll trim that right up.
Well, I laughed at him. I said, "Well, you're as bad as my husband, who's in construction and he's a carpenter, and he'll go in places when." Even in restaurants and stuff, and he'll be looking at the mitered corners of the woodwork and stuff, and I usually say, stop it. Just stop it. You're not working. Just stop. We are out of time for you today. I want to give that number again, 1-800-396-0332. That's 1-800-396-0332, and we'll see you back here on Friday next week. Thank you so much, Caroline, for what you do. Bring America home and warm it up with McCall's Candles. Go to McCallsCandles.com. Thank you, Caroline, so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beth.
And when we're back, we're going to talk about the chaos on the outside of the home and what we can do about it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You want to join me in conversation here in a little bit? It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Oh,
beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. In the first segment, we had Caroline McCall on of McCall's Candles. They are an affiliate sponsor. If you go to my website and click on the All-American Market page, you can see their candles there and click on that, and you'll take you straight to their website, or you can go straight there by McCallsCandles.com. I was going to show this. This is the top of their jars are just beautiful, and their candles, really, I'm not just saying it, I really love them, and I am very impressed that they burn so evenly. I've never seen any do that. I have a mini announcement that I just discovered yesterday. I had, if you'll remember, it doesn't seem that long ago, that I celebrated 1,000th show, my 1,000th show. And I thought, well, it's coming up next year to 2000. But no, it's December 28th. I figured it up. It's December 28th, and we will hit show number 2000. I'm very excited about it. You know, it's been a long haul. It's been a tough road to hoe. Is that what they say? And it's, we're still here. We're still your voice. CSC Talk Radio is here. And I want to thank all of you for being supportive. Many of you have sent contributions to help me through the tough times, and it's still tough. I appreciate every bit of it. Want you to use my sponsors. That helps me an awful lot. It takes the burden off of you, maybe, and you get a little reward for it. So visit McCallsCandles.com, and like I said, next Friday we'll be talking to several of these sponsors so that you can visit their websites and have a red, white, and blue Christmas instead of a black Christmas, instead of Black Friday. The chaos in the world today, in our world, here in this nation, if you remember back several, this is probably about the third time I've shared this article with you by Jack Minzi. And he passed away right after he wrote this article, and it was like back in April of this year or something. But he claims that we're in a civil war. And he asks the question, how do civil wars happen? And as I was reading the news for today, and let me just get those headlines out, and hopefully we'll get to it all. But I thought, you know, I've got to get this civil war article back out because he makes so many good observations in it. So when we're thinking about what's going on, think about the war in Florida right now over the election and in Georgia. I have an article here that says 1,600 attorneys, they're calling for the protection of Mueller. Why would they do that? And the minority leader of the GOP is going to be Kevin McCarthy, not Jim Jordan. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And Flake has come out, Flakey Flake, and he is going to refuse to vote for any more of the judges. And there's about four dozen of them. Nominees, federal judges, from President Donald Trump. He refuses to do that. So I want you to think about those headlines alone. Not to mention all the spewing that's been going on by Schumer and Pelosi and Maxine Waters and some of these others and Cory Booker. You know, one of my listeners, who doesn't get to listen all the time, he sent me an email, not an email, he sent me a messenger text, which, you know, if you send me messenger, I may or may not see them. Because I don't go check messenger too much, and my phone is loaded up with articles and stuff coming from different news places on tweets and Twitter and whatever. And so I don't always see the Facebook or the messenger stuff. So just bear that in mind. But he was a little disgusted is the word he used. And I said, you know, I kind of felt the same way. I don't know if disgust was my feeling. Disappointment and confusion. Because I view this struggle we're having in this nation right now extremely important. So when one of the candidates, it happens to be the ones in Arizona, conceded, she was sitting casually on her sofa with her dog, and that didn't bother me so much. It bothered him. As if it meant nothing to her. But what bothered me is with the concession speeches, and that it's okay to congratulate them, but they were giving them pats on the back and wishing them good luck and success. That bothered me. Why would you wish your opponent, who is a socialist in this nation, success? Well, going back to Jack's article, he says, a civil war, and how do civil wars happen? Two or more sides disagree on who runs the country. Yep, that's kind of going on, isn't it? And they can't settle the questions. Are you ready for this? Now, this was in April he wrote this. Through elections. Because they don't even agree that elections are how you decide who's in charge. That's the basic issue here, he said. Who decides who runs the country when you hate each other, but accept the election results, you have a country. But when you stop accepting the election results, you have a countdown to a civil war. The Mueller investigation, he says, is about removing President Donald Trump from office and overturning the results of an election. We all know that. But it's not the first time they've done this. The first time a Republican president was elected this century that said he didn't really win, they said he didn't really win, the Supreme Court gave him the election. That's a pattern here. And if you remember, that was the one with the hanging chads and all this and that. He says, what do sure odds of the Democrats rejecting the next Republican president really mean? It means they don't accept the results of any election, that they don't win. It means they don't believe the transfers of power in the country are determined by elections, and that, he says, is a civil war. There's no shooting, he said, unless you count the killing of, or the attempted killing of a bunch of Republicans at a baseball practice. But the Democrats, they've rejected our system of government. This isn't dissent. It's not disagreement. You can hate the other party. You can think they're the worst thing that ever happened. But then you work harder to win the next election. When you consistently reject the results of elections that you don't win, what you want is a dictatorship. And we know they don't want civility until they have control. He says our system of government is based on the Constitution. But that's not the system that runs this country. The Democrat system is that any part of government that it runs gets total and unlimited power over the country. If the Democrats are in the White House, then the president can do anything. And I mean anything, he says. He can have his own amnesty for illegal aliens. He can fine you for not having health care. His power is unlimited. He's a dictator. But on the other hand, if the Republican gets into the White House, suddenly the president can't do anything. He isn't even allowed to undo the illegal alien amnesty that his predecessor illegally invented. A Democrat in the White House has discretion to completely decide every aspect of immigration policy. But a Republican doesn't even have the discretion to reverse him. That's how the game is played. That's how our country is run. Sad but true. Through the left, although the left hasn't yet won that particular fight, they're still fighting. Now, we're going to finish this up, but I want you to understand what's going on today with the election battles and the recounting and the fraud. It's either out-and-out fraud or completely inept of knowing how to do a job. But the fights that we're going to see in the House, it's going to get worse than ugly, my friends. And you're not going to be the winner. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're heading into the break. And when we come back, we'll be in the final segment of today's show. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Like I said, when I was going through the articles this morning and was listening to the news last night, this Civil War article came to mind again. It goes over and over and over again with what is happening. We the people need to take control. Like I said in my monologue, we take control at home. But America is your home. The Constitution is your liberty as well as the Bill of Rights. So if you're not educated, if you're not paying attention, if you're just saying, oh, that's politics, you're condemning the future generations of this nation to slavery, to socialism. We are this close right now. Well, he talks about some of the things, and I'm going to skip over that. And he goes on to say, it's not a free country when the FBI agents who support Hillary take out an insurance policy. So that is still under the issue. But what really struck me, and I think I put my paper down prematurely here, is the taking over of the judicial system here in this nation. So when we have Flake, who is supposed to be a Republican. He's a fake conservative. He's a fake Republican. He's a never-Trumper. He's a hater of President Donald Trump. He's a globalist. And perhaps maybe he's a socialist. I don't know. But I know he's not a good representative of Arizona, and I don't know why Arizona elected another socialist. But whether it's a federal or a state, executive, legislative, or judiciary, the left moves power around to run this country. If it controls an institution, then that institution is suddenly the supreme power of the land. That is what I call a moving dictatorship, he says. So Donald Trump, he says, has unmasked the shadow government. We can see it. It's no longer hiding. You can be frustrated with his language. You can be frustrated with his tweets. You can be frustrated with whatever. But if there's one thing that this man has done with his outspokenness, he has unmasked the deep state. It's a shadow government, like medieval guilds, he says in this article. So, Flake isn't going to vote for another federal judicial nominee. That's what he said. And I'm going to pull that article out. We're going to quit with this article. And I, excuse me, I just hit the microphone. Senator Flake, he's a representative from Arizona. I mean, a representative. He's a Republican from Arizona. He's employing a familiar tactic by vowing to vote against all of President Donald Trump's judicial nominees until the Senate votes on legislation to protect. Are you sitting down? They have to pass legislation to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Why? Why does this man deserve to be protected? And what is he being protected from? Did he do anything wrong? Has he lacked a little integrity in his investigations and indictments? Flake is gone. I think that the American people need to get on the phone one more time, 202-224-3121, and tell them Mueller deserves no protection any more than any other American citizen. He does not deserve to be protected. You know who does deserve to be protected? The President of the United States deserves to be protected, not attacked. And the attacks are going to get worse and more, if it's even possible, uglier. Why would 1,600 attorneys, that's 1,600 attorneys, call for Mueller's protection? Do you think he needs to be protected? Why does he need to be protected? All we're going to see is more obstruction, distractions, and dictating over the executive branch. That's what giving the House the majority, giving the Democrats the majority in the House is gonna do for the rest of this time until we have another election. So, get ready. It's gonna get uglier, if that's even possible. Mueller does not deserve to be protected. If he's doing an upright, straight job, then nothing's gonna happen, right? But for some reason, they think he needs to have legislation to protect him. Well, Kevin McCarthy, he was selected the leader of to lead the House in the GOP, so he's the minority leader now, and that was over Jim Jordan. But I have another article here, and I thought I had circled that, where Jim Jordan is more than likely going to be, well, I've lost my little paper here. There it is. He'll probably be put on one of these special councils. And Freedom Caucus member is what he is right now. But anyway, he's going to be in a prominent position. I can't find my little circles. I miss my circles when I can't find them. And so we'll see. I don't know a whole lot about Kevin McCarthy, if he's going to be a good leader, if he's going to be another Paul Ryan. I hope not. Jim Jordan might have been a little too outspoken earlier on. Maybe he wouldn't be able to work with the majority leader, which we don't know who's going to be. It could be Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Evan, bar the doors, please, please, please. Yesterday, I just casually mentioned this. But this is another thing that's going to happen because the GOP took, the Dems took the majority in the House. And the House Dems, they're going to roll out the pork barrel funding one more time and try to get that passed again. You know what that means, don't you? I mean, more D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. There's no way that this is good for the Americans, for the American citizen. How is it going to suit us? How is it going to help us? It's not. We're in a civil war, whether we want to admit it or not. We are in a civil war. It's not a war of guns just yet. And I hope it never gets there. I pray it doesn't. What I want is for you to get as interested on the outside of your home as you are on the inside. Stand up for what's right and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.